Let's begin. So we left off. I know we're all using different editions of the Mesilas Yesharim. So I don't know. I'll just tell you what words we left off with, and hopefully we're all up to the same place. So we left off with Velo Yishayir. I don't know. For me, it's the end of a section. I don't know how it is for everybody else. Velo Yishayir Limud Hadvarim Ha'ele. I'm sorry. This one is just Hebrew. Is the below Yishar Limud Hadvarim Ha'ile, Ukrias Hasfarim Izehamin, Kim Eitzel Osam Shein Sichlum Kolkach Dak, Vikarov Lihios Gas, Sheila Tira Osam Shoktim Al Kolzevelo Yazuzumimenu, Achelefiaminog Anoig Baolam Kishatira Echam Mishaseid, Lo Sucha Limona Melach Shot Osogam Lagas Asechel. So remember again, just reorienting ourselves a little bit, and Ramchal explained that the big problem that you often encounter is that when it comes to learning some of what we'll call the basic Ikri Emuna, the basic tenets of faith, and not even as much Emuna, but the basic concepts in Hashkafa, and the basic concepts of what it means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it means to have Avas Hashem, what it means to have Yiras Hashem, so very often this is not done by most people. Instead, most of us focus on the intricacies of Jewish philosophy, or Halacha, or Machshava, and he says often this kind of becomes the purview of those who are not as intellectually astute. So this is V'ulam, Toldos haminag hazeh, ra'os ma'od l'chachamim ul'vilti chachamim, kigorim sheme'ila u'me'ila yechsar ha'chasidus ha'amiti, v'yihye yakar ma'od limtso osa ba'olam. But I will say, the problem is, again, as we mentioned yesterday, that people assume that certain things are basic and certain things are elementary, and therefore there is no need to go ahead and to learn them, until it comes a point where the basic understandings of what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are known only by a few. Also, because it turns out that even just the basic ideas of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem will not be known even by the wise, not because the wise aren't wise, but simply because the wise don't take the time to learn it. And of course, those who are not wise, because they never learned it to begin with as well. This is very important. See, now understand. So what's the ramification? The Ramchal's whole approach with this is that people don't spend enough time on the spiritual fundamentals. They don't spend enough time on the simple spiritual building blocks of Judaism. So what's the ramification? What's the result of that? And this is so true. See, because most people, or many people, are ignorant as to what the fundamentals of Jewish thought are, and what the fundamentals ultimately of being an Oyev Hashem, and being an Oved Hashem truly are, he says that many people will think, Shachasidus talui ba'amiras mizmorim harbe. So people will think that true piety is about how many kapitlach of Tehillim you say, viduyim arukim ma'od, long confessions, tzomos kashim, difficult fasts, tvilos kerach v'shalag, immersing oneself in ice or in salt, in snow, right? I will say this is a concept. These are like self-flagellation practices, right? These are practices that incredibly ascetic individuals took upon themselves. He says, so look what the Ramchal says. He says, I have to tell you something. Kulam dvarim asher ein hasechal nach bahem ve'ein hadas shoketa. Right? All of these things are things that do not make sense and do not ultimately, again, quiet one's spirit or one's knowledge. So in Chassid, there's a famous maysa where there was a certain individual who committed a particular avera, was known as a particular bal avera, and so he took upon himself a series of significant fasts. So he came to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh to tell him about everything that he was doing. So the Baal Shem Tov said, tell me. He said, I don't understand. He said, you made the decision to sin. Why do you have to punish your body? That's what the Baal Shem Tov said. Meaning this idea of Osai, that the Ramchal says that if you don't understand what the true tenets of Hasidus are. And I'm not talking about Hasidus as followers of the Baal Shem Tov. I mean, if you don't understand what the true tenets of Hasidus are, to be a pious individual, what that really means, then the truth is people often assume that sometimes it's the most exaggerated, outrageous, or self-afflictive behavior, that becomes chasidus. And of course, that's not chasidus. That's ignorance. He's v'chasidus ha'amiti. He says true piety, ha'nirtza v'hanechmat, that is truly desired by God and that is beloved, rachok mitzir sichleinu. Very often, it's not realities that we would come to on our own. Meaning that sometimes the true definition of real chasidus is something ultimately, again, that we need to learn and is not necessarily automatically instinctual. Kized davar poshet, he says, because this is a simple matter. Milsa de la ramya alei de'inish lavadayte. Well, it's very important to saw. We've seen this concept in Gemara before. Literally, something that is not on the mind of the individual. So a person does not know. Afal pi shekvar kavuim b'leiv kol ha'adam hayosher haschalosav yisodosav. Im lo ya'asok bohem yire pratav v'lo yakirim, ya'avor aleihem v'lo yargishpam. So we'll say, this is an important yisod as well. So Ramchal writes that, remember, on one hand, almost like saying two different things. On one hand, what we're saying is that the ideas or the tenets of chasidus, of personal piety, are they're pashut, they're simple. But they're not so simple that you would just simply come to know it on your own. So they're simple, meaning once we learn a person will say, oh, I knew that, I understand that, it makes perfect sense. But at the same time, it's not like the kind of things that you could reach without actually applying yourself to those things. So meaning, once I see it, I'll say, oh, that makes sense. But without devoting myself to understanding it, I won't come to see it in the first place. He goes on, Re'e. Ki ein divrei hachasidus v'inyani hayira va'avar of Taras Alif dvarim mutba'im ba'adam. Look what he says. Because one thing we have to say is ein divrei hachasidus, the words of chasidus, the words of piety, or the aspects of reverence or love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or purity of heart, are not things dvarim mutba'im ba'adam. These are not things. Mutba'im means what? Mutba'im means what? Teva. They're not necessarily naturally instinctive to man. Now, I want to be clear on this. What we just mentioned before, something, you can have something that is embedded internally. It doesn't necessarily mean it's instinctual. Sometimes you have to go ahead and uncover it and bring it out. So what he's saying again is this notion of yira, reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, piety, purity of heart are not instinctual. And I will say, now why are they not instinctual? Because if you leave a person by himself, person doesn't work on themselves. So what is a person at his core? What is a person at his core? Yeah. Right? So, all right, even if we don't want to do such an animal, let's take it easy on humanity over here, all right? Let's say he's not an animal, but one thing is clear, which is he's egocentric, right? Man is self-serving. At the end, that's why, again, the strongest reflex we have is self-preservation. If you boil that down, that's because if you leave just man alone, at the end of the day, he's egocentric and self-serving. And I don't even mean, like, when we say those words have a negative connotation because they sound like, you know, I'm egocentric and self-serving at the expense of the other. Let's even assume that I'm not harming the other. But the idea over here is that's the teva of man. So therefore, by definition, if you think about it, if the natural default of man is to be egocentric and self-serving, that precludes one from loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revering HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being pious, and having purity of heart. Because all of those things, as we're going to see, require self-sacrifice. So if man is naturally and inherently selfish, the ability to become a true chassid, a truly pious individual, is not instinctual. It's not teva. It's not the default setting of man. He says, I also want to point out to you, you know, you're going to see also as we go on that there are certain things that will stand in contrast to Das Atzmecha. Good morning, Eli. To Das Atzmecha as well, which is also fascinating to see. So some things that we'll see that this Mechaber takes a little bit differently than others. All right. In any event, he goes on. He says, So because of that, and where are we going to put Eli? Ellie, I want to find you a makam over here. Ah, Ellie. That middle spot, that's yours. So he says the following. So he says, Achelo yitzarchu, Achelo yitzarchu emsam liknosam. Ela yimtsu osam bani adam ba'atzmam. So therefore again, he says, because chassidus and yira and ava are not instinctual, therefore you're going to require emtsoim. Emtsoim means what? Emtsoim means you're going to require certain mechanisms. It's the wrong word for emtsoim. Means, thank you. You're going to require certain means in order to be able to acquire these particular midos. Ela yimtsu o somebody adam ba'atzma. But here's the amazing part, is that once you apply the means to be able to find these particular, to be able to cultivate these particular traits, you will find that most of these things we already possess internally. Kimoshit. Gimtsu koltenu osem hativiyos. The same way Rabbi said that's amazing is a child begins to walk. A child begins to walk. And what happens? A child begins to walk. And at first, again, a child does not know how to do it. But then what happens? The more the child practices it, so what occurs? Suddenly the child is able to walk. So what's amazing is the following, is that it turns out that Lamaisa, the child did not know how to do this. But once you used certain means to be able to train the child, it turned out that what? That he actually possessed the internal skill set to enable him to walk. It's an amazing thing. So Ramchal says the same thing over here. He says, Kashena, Yekitza, Ra'a, Vesava, V'choshar, Tinos, HaKukos, B'tidenu. So just like all other traits that we have, or all other abilities that we have, that are embedded in our Teva, Elavadai, Shetrichim, Heim, Le'em, Tsoim, Uletach, Bulos, Liknos, La'osam. The same here, Rabbo said, that in order to be able to walk, so I need to apply certain means in order to be able to actualize that ability. So it's true on the spiritual level as well. We have the capacity and we have the ability to be spiritually great. And we have the capacity and we have the ability to go ahead and become chassidim and to become Oavei Hashem and Yirei Hashem. We just need the means to be able to bring those things out. And I will say, on the other hand, there are also many things in life that prevent the actualization of these very traits and attributes. What does all of this tell us? So all of this tells us is that Lemaisa, again, it is not the natural default of a man to be a chassid, to be an oev Hashem, to be a yarei Hashem, or to have a tahara slave. But at the same time, if I work on myself, just like I learned to walk, even though it doesn't come naturally, so too, again, I could learn to be all of these things. I could be a chassid, an oev Hashem, a yirei Hashem, have tahara slave. I just have to work on myself. And once I work on myself, I will find, in fact, that everything I need to reach these levels is already within. Therefore, says Ramchal, Imkain, after we say all this, Eich lo yitztarech lo hotzi zman ala iyon hazeh, ladaas amitas hadvarim, v'ladaas hadarech lichnosim ulekamam. Therefore, Rabosai, you know what it takes. And I will say, this is true of anything in life. If you want to make something happen in life, what do you have to do? You have to devote the time. And I will say, this is a reality, this is not a Musr statement. It's not my Musr, it's Ramchal's Musr. If you don't give it the time, it's not important to you. Right? You can't have it both ways. If you give it the time, then it's important. And if you don't give it the time, then it's not important. And don't pretend that it is important if you don't give it the time, because if it really was important, you would give it the time. So Ramchal says, again, it's very simple. In life, a person has to make a choice. Do you want to be a chassid? Do you want to be an oev Hashem? Do you want to be a Yarei Hashem? Do you want to have Tahara Salif? If the answer to that is yes, then you must devote the time. And if you don't devote the time, although you have not articulated a verbal no, you've articulated a behavioral no, then it's clear from the fact that you're not makdish the time, that you're not willing to set it aside, that a person's not willing to give of their time, give of themselves, that it's not important to them. He says, Me'ayin tavo chachma azos b'leiva adam im lo yivakshena. How is it possible to go ahead and reach these levels of wisdom? Again, of avas Hashem. We don't even know what these things are yet, but all we know is that they're important. But how can you ever have spiritually what you want out of life if you're not willing to seek it. If you're not willing to work, if you're not willing to devote the time, if you're not willing to push yourself, then at the end of the day, how will you ever accomplish? And we'll stop over here. We're picking up at the paragraph, at least according to my sefer, the Chivon, we're picking up there tomorrow. Shekoyach.